Hey, everybody. I hope you're having a wonderful week. My name is Nurse Kelly, and I'm the Chief Nurse Advocate for Wanderly, and you're listening to an episode of the Happy Traveler Podcast, a fun, entertaining, and informative podcast for healthcare travelers globally, baby. I mean, I'm not sure if we're global yet, but we're getting there. It's got to be sometime soon. I hope you guys are having a good week, though. Like I said, today's episode involves one of my – oh, we're so excited about this, Nurse. One of my awesome friends. Her name is Brittany Wadkins, ER nurse, wonderful gal, and we're going to talk about all of her adventures, and we're just going to hopefully get you guys pumped up about the upcoming travel healthcare year and what's going on. So let's meet her first. Brittany, do you want to say hi?
Hi, I'm Brittany. Nice to meet all of you.
Awesome. Okay, so tell us a little bit about yourself. I know you're ER, but tell us about you. How did you get into nursing, travel? What are your hobbies? You know, what? Tell us a little bit about yourself.
So, I've been a nurse for about 5 years, I think. I've been a travel nurse for about 2 now, and travel nursing has been the best thing that has ever happened to me. I get to travel the country and do nursing, help save lives, and it's just a great thing.
Oh, that's awesome. We're obviously big fans over here. You know, it's funny. You and I were chatting a little bit before we got on to the podcast, and I shared something with you that now I feel like I really want to share with the audience. But we kind of do a Wanderly fun fact throughout each of the segments now throughout the podcast, because we have like some really fun stuff coming up and we want to talk about it. So last year we did the Nurse Kelly Scholarship, and you and I kind of chatted about it, but we had over 300 submissions for the Nurse Kelly Scholarship, which is a Wanderly-sponsored scholarship that is $1,000 to any nursing student. And we're looking at ways to expand it also now into healthcare, other healthcare professions, allied, and people who are going back for their graduate degrees because it was so successful. But I was just wondering what you thought about that.
Oh my God. If I had a scholarship when I was in nursing school, it would have helped so much, like between the books and just tuition and living and even like food expenses. It all adds up. And oh, it would just be so great to have something like that.
That's what we were thinking. So when we first started it, I just thought to myself, I went through nursing school, and if there had ever been like $1,000 that I could have tried to go for through writing an essay and talking about how much I love nursing and why it was important for me to be a nurse, I just think it was a cool opportunity. So I'm glad you said that. Okay, yay, good. We're going to keep the Nurse Kelly Scholarship, everybody. So if you're listening, make sure that you apply this year. You can always find more updates with that on our platform, wanderly.us, or also on our Facebook page. But that'll be coming out, I'm sure, over the summer. And I am so excited. Okay, I want to hear about some of your assignments and your experience as a travel nurse, Britt.
So, I am currently in Long Beach. I just finished my assignment. I worked at Torrance Memorial, so it's Los Angeles County, pretty busy little ER. But I've been traveling for about 2 years now, so I've been kind of traveling down the West Coast. My first assignment was in Delaware. I'm traveling out of Delaware. What the heck is there? But it was summertime. It was on the beach. It was one of my favorite assignments that I've done. And then from there, I went to Washington. I lived in Tacoma, like close to Seattle, which was beautiful up there, mountains, hiking. And I was there fall into winter, so it was gorgeous in the fall with all the beautiful colors. And then it turned into winter, and it got kind of gloomy and snowy, but the snow was beautiful too, because you could just drive up into the mountains and it's dumped on with snow to go like skiing, snowboarding, and things like that. And then I discovered California, and I haven't left since. I started in Northern California. I did San Jose up by San Francisco, and then I went down to Monterey, California. I did Ventura, California, and then, like I said, now I'm in Long Beach. So California is amazing. It's been great.
I know. When you were saying, like, you just kind of stuck here, I feel you. I cannot. You can't leave. It's the best.
No, I know.
Oh, it's warm. And you are my neighbor. First, Long Beach is only maybe 20 minutes from me. I'm in Manhattan Beach. But it's also Torrance Memorial. I've been to that hospital many times. So that is so cool. So let's talk
a
little bit. What were you going
to
say?
We'll have to get together before I leave, maybe.
Yeah, you're so close. Oh, my goodness. And I had another travel nurse actually over at my house. We kind of did a beach day yesterday, actually. This is so random.
What?
From Long Beach. But she worked at Long Beach Memorial. So we're going to definitely have to get together. See, everyone,
yeah,
this
sure.
is what the happy traveler does for people. It creates this community. That's kind of the travel nursing industry as a general. It's just this really awesome community. So you've been literally across the country as a travel nurse. You were a staff nurse, obviously, before you were got into travel. What would you say are the pros and cons of each, and do you have one you like more than the other?
So as a staff nurse, you have a lot of stability. You are comfortable. You know who you're working with. You know exactly where all your supplies are and how the department is ran. And as a travel nurse, you don't really get that stability. You are chronically the new person. You don't really know your coworkers until you start working there for a little bit, obviously. You don't know where your supplies are until you get comfortable. So there are definitely some cons to travel nursing, but there are so many pros as well. Like, I get to travel the country and see everything and get paid for it. And I get paid like triple what I got paid at home. You know, I think I made like $1,200-$1,300 a week at home, and I make like between $1,500 and $2,000 a week out here in California. So I know the housing is more expensive, but it makes a big difference. And I don't know, I get to see the emergency department, the same department ran in so many different ways. It's really interesting, and I feel very rounded. Like, I can go work anywhere and just adapt very quickly to it.
Yeah, I think that's wonderful. I think there's so many people out there too that get really, really nervous about that part of travel nursing, that big change, because you might have a new system. Obviously, you have new equipment, new supply rooms, new facility, the whole thing. But honestly, I think it just makes you such a better nurse. You know what I mean? Or even just healthcare provider. I think it makes you adaptable and flexible and stronger in all of your skills and focused. And it's also just fun. I think change is a little bit nerve-wracking every time, but also it makes it, I think, more fun and adventurous. But
yeah, change is so good for you. And like you said, it makes you such a stronger person, such a better nurse. Like, you can literally just go anywhere, any ER, and adapt and grow from it. It's
definitely
great.
Definitely. I absolutely agree with you. Well, you and I are both in the business of improving this industry and making it better for nurses and kind of just in travel in general. We need to continue to enhance the industry and make changes that are for the modern nurse. And I really believe in that. And that's kind of why the Wanderly technology was created, was that we wanted to solve problems that travel nurses were having, and we wanted to create those solutions. So how would you like to see the industry improve, or even just the process of travel nursing? Like, what have you faced where you're like, man, this needs to be different?
You know, when I first became a travel nurse, I was really, really overwhelmed with the amount of agencies that were in the industry. And all of them are very similar, but also have little differences. So it made it really hard to choose which agency to go with. And I think Wanderly is great because you can just get online and you can look at these different agencies and compare them without having to call this one and talk to a recruiter and then call another recruiter and get online and go to this website and that website. They're all just kind of together and organized. And I think it's really, really helpful. And I think it's a great tool for travel nurses to use, especially new travel nurses who aren't sure how the travel nursing actually works.
Sure. How would you say you navigated getting your first assignment?
So one of my friends was actually a travel nurse and recommended it to me, but like, I was dating that guy, so I didn't think too much of it. And then I ended up leaving him and reached out to the recruiter that she gave me the contact information for. And she actually ended up being one of my really good friends. She's been my recruiter for 2 years now, and she's great. But I also did a lot of research with different agencies, and I was on the phone all the time and online, and I just spent a lot of time trying to figure out what I wanted to do and what would be the best option for me.
Sure, that makes total sense. That's really good. I love that you did a little research beforehand, especially because we hear a lot of stories that are horror story is a strong word, yeah. But just, you know, you hear about these poor brand new travelers that just kind of get the short end of the stick because they don't know any better. And so we'll just leave it at that. But I'm glad you did some research and had somebody to help you with yeah. that. Okay.
That's why Wanderly is so great, though, because you don't have to spend all that time doing all the research. It's kind of just laid out for you.
Well, that's exactly true. I mean, it's funny. I don't try to toot our own horn on the podcast, but honestly, It really does. It solves so many problems. Every time I talk to a traveler, I ask them what annoys them the most about the industry, and it's always the same thing. It's the constant, like, phone calls and emails in all hours of the night, which we solve with our anonymous chat. It's the, I've got to search every single agency or fill out all these different applications just to get fully full details about a pay package or a job or a facility. Mm-hmm. That's all solved with all of our fully detailed pay packages. You know, it's like, I just come on here and brag, but it's also hard not to when it's like everything bothers you. We hear you. Like, it's Wanderly is yelling and screaming from the mountaintops. Like, we hear you, travelers. We're fixing this for you because we can find a way for all of us to work together and for everybody to be happy and everybody to make a lot of money and everybody to enjoy what they're doing. And I just think it's really a really unique approach. So I'm pumped about what we're doing. I wanted to ask you, this is my favorite question of the entire podcast, which is really funny. Probably I think it says more about me than anything else, but what is your favorite food that you've had on your travels and where can we go and find it? And also if you have a beverage, alcohol, non-alcoholic, you know, a fun soda, whatever you have liked, what will you share all of the food things with me? Because that's what I'd love to hear about.
So I've been trying to eat well because when I was in Washington, I worked night shift and it was kind of like cold weather that made me want to eat like homey food, you know, like crock pot chili and things that make you gain weight, right? So since then, I've been trying to be better about what I eat, and I have been in California for a while, and I discovered the acai bowls. Is that how you say them? Acai?
Yeah.
I love them because they are so delicious, and I don't feel gross after I eat them, and you can find them pretty much anywhere out here.
Yeah, absolutely. There's a place here called Paradise Bowls. Oh my goodness. It's like I could eat it every single day and it's so tasty and I love it. Oh, I'm so glad that you just mentioned that.
I've also been going to Trader Joe's a lot too because those are pretty predominant out here.
Yeah, and they have the little acai packets. You can get them and make your own. And they're good. I'm not dissing on Trader Joe's, but they're definitely not the exact same as like a place that specializes in creating them. But if you like those, you can have them at home.
Yeah, definitely.
Cool. Oh, well, thank you so much, Brittany, for coming on. This has been really cool. And I'm glad that a lot of people got to hear kind of your story of getting into travel and, you know, how we can make improvements and the things that you struggled with so that they can possibly do their research, you know, before going on their assignments. And I'm sure that you can be a great resource for them. If somebody wanted to reach out to you or find you, are you okay with that? And if so, what are some of your handles, websites? Where can people locate you?
Yeah, so you can find me on Instagram at Britt Wadkins. It's BRITWADKINS. I use Instagram the most. I don't have a Twitter. You can also find me on Facebook, but I don't use it as often. It's just Brittany Wadkins on Facebook.
Awesome. Well, cool. Yay. Well, thank you so much for jumping on the Happy Traveler. Oh, man, everybody, if this just doesn't convince you to want to be a travel nurse, I don't know what will. So make sure you go and check out Brittany's Instagram. You can always find us at wanderly.us. I'm Nurse Kelly. I'm the Chief Nurse Advocate, and that is another episode of The Happy Traveler. Thank you so much for listening.